Happy Divine Mercy Sunday. Today is a great feast day that we have in Divine Mercy. It's the second week of, starts off the second week of Easter. Why Divine Mercy Sunday? And Divine Mercy Sunday was established, actually John Paul II did establish this day as Divine Mercy Sunday. And it, because of Sister Faustina, Saint Sister Faustina. And Saint Sister Faustina was a nun, a very holy nun. She died in 1938, right before the Nazi occupation of Poland. And Jesus said that he wanted his mercy to be venerated. And so when you look at this is what Jesus said. Jesus said here in Divine Mercy, in Sister Faustina's diary, her spiritual director told her to write down everything in a notebook, and that's what she wrote down. That's her diary. She had visions of Jesus, and Jesus would tell her what he wanted. And so Jesus says to her here, I want to grant a complete pardon to the souls that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion on the Feast of My Mercy. He wanted that feast to be the weekend after Easter. So this is the weekend after Easter. So he wanted this veneration. You look at that. I want to grant complete pardon to the souls who will go to confession and receive communion on the Feast of My Mercy. And it says it again in another paragraph. In paragraph 699, the soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion will obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. Basically, what he's saying here is, it's like you're that brand new baby who's just been baptized. Basically, for all practical purposes. So tomorrow, we're celebrating that special day. Tomorrow, we got actually holy hour and confessions from 1 to 3 p.m., and then we're going to do the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, ending up the Novena of Divine Mercy, and we got Mass right after. So that's what we're going to be doing. You can go to confession on that day and receive communion on that day so you can receive those graces. Now, as it so happens to be, John Paul II also gave a plenary indulgence to be able to do that. So if you're not able to make it, you can still get the plenary indulgence that John Paul II offers, which means you can go to confession within 8 days of Sunday and receive communion. So receiving communion today would be considered the communion. So you can do that. I really encourage you to do that. Jesus wants you to know about God's mercy, about his infinite source of mercy, the ocean of mercy. This is a divine mercy image right here with it printed on the bottom. Jesus, I trust in you. You see, it's very much like a Sacred Heart image, except it's got rays coming from his heart, whereas when you look, well, he's kind of covered up here in the Sacred Heart image. He's showing his heart. He's exposing his heart. In Divine Mercy, he's showing what's in his heart, his mercy, his love. The red and the white rays, the pale blue rays otherwise, the red and the white rays resemble the blood and the water that gush forth from the heart of Jesus. And that is God's mercy. He was not pleased to give a little drop. He wanted all his blood to be shed for you. Not one drop spared. That's his love for you. That's his mercy. And that's what he wants to give you in confession and in Holy Communion. Those two sacraments are the main sources by which he wants to give you his mercy. So I encourage you today, when you receive him in communion, open up your heart to him. This is another paragraph, in paragraph 1385 in Sister Faustina's diary when Jesus is talking to Sister Faustina. Jesus says, my delight is to unite myself with souls. When I come to the human heart in Holy Communion, my hands are full of all kinds of graces which I want to give to the soul. But souls do not even pay any attention to me. They leave me to myself and busy themselves with other things. Oh, how sad I am that souls do not recognize love. They treat me as a dead object. And so Jesus here is complaining about people who treat him as a dead object, as if they're just receiving some sort of thing. It's not really him in communion, but it is him. It takes faith to believe in that. We rejoice in that God gives us the many gifts he's giving, many gifts he gives us. And actually, in this responsorial psalm, when they chose this reading, they chose it for Divine Mercy Sunday. There are other translations to this. You know, give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. That's another translation. Instead of his love is everlasting, his mercy endures forever. For his mercy endures forever. So we rejoice in that gift that God has given us, that we can rejoice in his mercy. No matter how often we sin, when we go to confession, we glorify God's mercy. When we get to heaven, everybody will see our sins, yeah. But the thing about it, those sins will glorify God, because they glorify God. They prove how merciful God is, how much he loves us. So the sins we do will ultimately glorify God. Now, that doesn't mean we should go out, because when we are preserved from sin, that's even better. But even our sins will glorify God. And when you go to confession, when you receive him here in the Eucharist, you glorify God. And you participate in his glory. He shares with us his glory. Isn't that awesome? God shares with us his glory. That's how merciful he is. Whenever we sin, whenever we're hurting, whenever we're in pain, that calls upon God, his mercy. Just like if a child were to bump their knee or skin their knee from maybe falling off their bike, their mother runs to them. Their mother embraces them and kisses them and gives them, makes their owie all better, right? It beckons upon that mother the suffering of that child. All the more so, our suffering and our sins beckons upon the mercy of God. And so we rejoice in this great, great feast day that we can go to our Heavenly Father, that we can go to our Lord Jesus and rejoice being in our Heavenly Father's arms, just as that child is in the arms of their mother when they suffer.